On radio, online and mobile. You're with SBS Radio. Now it's news and current affairs with SBS Dinka.
We're ping ne agyara tonga jeng ne SBS Dinka Radio.
We chake mot we koi ping ne SBS Dinka Radio. And a jan din chen ko ne man and bijama Texas. Wana gwina timiding a jang. Na yo koi ju win nye chen rin ka timiding a jang a chi koi ju ke dai ping. Atimiteng ayang ka komchupi ayen e nyande ka ben wajamen ku agwera toke ke kakur runke ku kananga gwilo ke nema na gweden koni ke kwa akokol bi ko gwinyi war ken wajamone peter ayune lwet yen ke rantu ko winto ke men ke kwin nyana yune lwet juba ku kabrun ke jalwe yen ku be jam kan we men tin kor kwa jal ku yong nyi reta bad pan junwa sudan Agwer kudwar.
Kudwar nang kujak. And kala bin asa mos, an chala kura timi denga ya. And baba dia rani bin asa chingi, e chala kumchi pie, or timi denga ya. Mama dia chala buru kwe nang ya nga duwat. And an tiya kungwan. I'm 14 years old.
Ina runke tiya kungwan?
Mm-hmm.
Indeed no.
I'm dear to Kenya.
Okay, kuja la Texas, man.
I'm from Texas in 2006.
2006, ke lerin mana tu yin e loke in yerunde? Ke in tu?
I'm from ke ro.
Okay. Yongu yaka loy, man. Yere an ke yaka loy?
La, ya an ko walen maduga man lalo kut. All Mr. Abed, Chubu Koi, all Mr. Junub Sudan, Chib Werke, MSQA, Achubu To, Abu Achubu Koi.
Yep, Lord Tinaka, did you read English? Because the car be quite ping at dinner.
Me and my uncle, Maduka Malau, we help orphans in South Sudan that their parents have died because we believe that their parents did not choose to die. They're not the reason why. That their parents get killed. We are the reason and why. We have our country as an independence, and I always think that as a young generation that we need to help others. I want to show everyone how the work is done so we can put in the work. Because if one person starts the work, it will inspire everyone else to start the work. So that's why we help orphans.
Now, when you look at things, you went to United States when you were 2 years old, born in Kenya, and you have never been to South Sudan yourself. How did you come to know the situation?
I came to know the situation because I take a lot of history classes, and these history classes, I learn about my country, and I love to listen about my country. My parents tell me stories about Sudan, and I just see news about it. And so when I read these news, it's just fascinating. The country that my parents are from and country I'm from is struggling, and I want to help because I love helping people. And it's interesting how there's a problem and we never find a way to fix it.
Through the program that you are running, how many orphans have you actually assisted?
We have about almost 20 children in there, and we have from all different around Sudan. We don't pick a tribe. And I believe this is the solution because these children are the future of South. These children are getting education to get to be doctors, to be architects, and they're going to build up South Sudan. So me helping going in my way in our foundation, helping to go out of our way, will bring the future children of South Sudan.
Looking at your age, majority of your age mate are always busy with PlayStation, busy with their own things, actually. Watching movies and all that. I think you started by when you were 10 or when you were 12. That's when you start to talk about South Sudanese issues. Why are you putting yourself into this? Where are you getting the inspiration from?
The inspiration is about everything that's around me. I was grown up to be a very well-taught child. I was grown up to be helpful and everything. So children, I believe that watching movies and everything, I do everything to look for in the future. I look in the future. I'm very optimistic. I don't like focusing on the present. I like to focus on the impact and the solution and the future. So wasting my time on things that won't help me become a better person or help me help others is not that very important.
Agwerna, if we look at things at the perspective of the way we now, your uncles and your aunties, the way we are living our life in the West, I have to be in a position to tell you that we are not much concerned the way I'm hearing it from you now. And you become more concerned than us. And even during your videos that I heard of, you were actually pushing people to understand unity and how to help, and also the country to stop fighting one another. What do you need us to learn from you?
I need to learn that one day that we need to go back to our country and to live in peace and to live like the way we live in the West. We don't always want to be living in a different country that's not ours. We want to walk the streets freely with knowing everyone and not looking as discrimination or something because we're not from that country. We want to go back to our country and live how we used to live before there was war, before there was every corruption. And that's the thing is, because I live in the United States, and the United States is a very beautiful country. So why wouldn't I want my country to look just like the United States to be? We have the resources and we have everything to be the potential, but we don't have the unity and we don't have the togetherness to be become that. There's something standing in our way. I want everyone to understand that once we overcome that thing that's standing in our way, then we can be like the West.
Tell me, out of the 20, over 20 children that you are helping through your programs, have you communicated with one of them? And what is the best story that you can share with us?
One of the child is from my mom's side of the family, and his dad died, but his child, he's very determined to become a doctor one day. He's very determined to change the thing the way he is. He's just a very bright child. He wants to help everyone, just even though he's in a bad situation, he wants to help everyone else at his situation with happiness. He looks like he's not, just because he's in poverty doesn't mean it's stopping him from achieving his dream, which encourages me to go with my dreams, because if this child who I put in school can go on and achieve their dreams, why can't I? And why can't everyone else understand this child, one that has nothing, nobody, has their parents, both of his parents are dead, and he's so happy about life and still goes on and wants happiness for others and wants happiness for the world. Why can't we have the same and we have everything? So it's basically how this child has inspired everyone, because this child has nothing. You can have nothing, but he's so happy and still wants to help the world. And he's so determined to get his school work. So I believe that's why this is one of the child I help. Because most of these children that we put there, they're happy children. They're determined to become the future leaders of South Sudan.
Agur, are you emotional as I'm talking to you?
Yes, because this hits me in a really bright spot, because I care about these children, and these children remind me of my younger siblings or my siblings, because I care about them.
I just want you to tell me a bit about your program, and then if listeners can hear, how is the program and what do they need to learn about the program, and what are the name of the program?
I'll start with the name. The name of the program is called Jungle Orphans Scholarship Fund Education Fund. And there's a group, it's not just me and Maduk Malam, but we have other people like Wala Dao, Ameda Dao, Monica Deng, and we have other people that come in this. Like, there's a young girl, she's also in this school, she's also with me, she's in college, but she also is in this program with me. And I want everyone to know that we need all of your help to put more children in school, because we do not discriminate against one tribe and one tribe. We do all of South Sudan, because we want to build our and improve our. We cannot, one person, when there's unity, there's helping. One person can't do anything by themselves. So that's why we need a group of people. We need everyone to help us. Because as the saying says, one hand cannot clap by itself. We need everyone to help. And so our organization is basically orphans or children that are in need. We put them in school from kindergarten through 12th grade. So we put them in through school and we educate them to do the basic studies like math, mathematics, And while we do this, we also do give stuff to their family. And we also put them, when they're not at school, we also give them money and do that stuff. So that all that stuff is not cheap. And we work hard to do improve these lives, because we're not doing this for ourselves to get the credit or anything. We're doing this for them and their future. Because they're the future bright. If their future is bright, then that means our nation. Now, I believe it has everything.
You have been appreciated by a guy called Peter Ayunluet, whose legs were amputated, and you helped his daughter, who is actually now a future of that family, to go to school. Have you listened to their story and how he appreciate you? He never talked to you, but how he appreciate you.
SBS atone an kok yinke to thinia pyengena kukul chike chal ne podcast to ne internet kan mobile abaj lor nim sbs.com.au/dinka kulum SBS radio app.
Yes, I heard his story about how he was an orphan too himself, and then he had gone through a long time because he had went to the war and got both of his legs amputated. And I believe that what we did was out of kindness, because that girl, she is the future for his whole family, because that one girl can educate her children, educate her siblings too, and bring things to her family, because an educated child is an educated family.
Yeah, I'm going to call you Australia. Call you Pinam.
Kako pinom ang kab junubin ben u miraber buo koin. Unity akabu bay to our country. I need ang arana bin to donate to will ugam jungle orphans education fund. Will Allah tinipia. Wakabu miraber kake buo tau. The school kid is kindergarten to 12th grade. Misa Bear Kine are the future of South Sudan, of Juba. Misa Kine Abu, our country is going to be just like the West. Woka, Lanabin, Babu Wok One. Not just me, but Bu Ma. Madukilwal and Mika Berkake, Bakwanade, Mika Berkake, Aching Ninquan. They've been struggling for years. Woka Kondu.
And Anna Bulukwer, my young adored, Walenqua, Woka Ligarez, Walenqua, Baba Dachin, so Okor, Walenyan Kai, don't do it. I want. Walen jo wol yere tra wala kana janga yen wona jol bun manyang da ga wala ka tanke kana janga yen
pan
yer yen ko wala ko na ko ka jol wela le a ci ko jol wela ga tra jol bun manyang pa janga yen ka ka jol wela jano pia yi te telefone ka tim lo ben ka pon ka tim ni guna to te ni ngara no mut pa de ga yo ko tio mut pa to wa den ki ci 10 years ka kin ni ka tin ko kwa ni ka ken ka chuk to na wan na ke na chin ti den ye ne ye ga chi ba ba di ya de ye ju le de ye wur di ti wo ye wur mo ki an je ba dia wa re a ja dia ba de ni ke dia fi na ja ka ya chi ro jor ku na malin a ga na ke ka to ka jo ya wo ku ka de 10 e ya wo ku e ya lu ku ryo go ryo ye ko ba ne ya pe de ngo ro lo ye ga to wan be na video le lo ye video le lo ga ya le wo ya jo na lo video lo ye jo na pe nga tin ga sem ko ya ngo le mana ku pen ken wala lutu wana ndi awa ko men ni you know erio je na tinge ne ko jo yin pi ko da to pi ngo to pi ne kira ra jo no ga jo ro ku yin ko pi a man ga jo gwe e ku ne bo ri ka da wu ne lo lo ku ne yi sure re agu ti bo ka su da ni sa ye ga ku yin te dinga bu ti gor ga kar ka ya ka ti ra nda na ji ngo re ye ku a wan ga jo ti ku jo le mama yo ngo ye ka ro ke man na why your little uncle won't that be what I mama. I'm still feeling so bad too. I wish one day.
I can well, I catch a pink video. I will call a coy and I India Bacoch Banara and your pink mama with Yaldia, Guanara and Pianke, Cajito, Woolandia or Quar Quaron, Pianaben, video mo ano mo
eh le ke ne tim a je lo wo le ah wa tim le yan kwa to lo wo le no na kwa dal ka ya go ga lo ka ko ki mere ko dal dia kre mo ko bina be no a wa na ga de wo wa dia you know jam de ya ja dia ya ya yi mo to like her you know the man when dia man ha dia wa am dia ri ya de mo ko ka ya ga le din a very deep emotion man na when le man to wa le na ri ke ga bi te ke ka to kuna wu a wen wun ka de tuma no ne wu una le ka de bi bo re ra ne kor yo man na when le to ke man ti ke ore de man ti ke ore de gu de man ne ngare le man ne man mi ri je ga ber brai na mo wa na ye be u ka kin wun kon tin you know so sad u ke nga wa le ne li u re ka ke na mama on u ka ga ni ne mama de na ti ko wa na ga wen ke ke di ha ya
du lo emotion din ja yero
so kai ya ga lel sometime aya lela gwer how do you think in chibulu che ni pa na pa na chen pyo ni mla high school man to a gol high school man ni mla high school ku chin pyo man ba la cha lo yi bele ku kai ga lel da do a chi ba bele kwa chi ga lel mama you can believe me one day I have a dream to do alo ko ai lu ya ka kwa chin ki chi ga chi ki ti ku ga ra chin ki lu yen for it a man can go and for it but the pity where kacha gatin ku history ya kapinka achile baka kontari ya chile baka kontari ya so we looking forward book thing the kabekeng buto tumele
aye na pot
pienge kubajamea kuinlum SBS radio app pienge etichol walk ni bian on demand baya chet ne ka tike dikiel walk ka yobu woke ya. Ayelo mabaji ne App Store kane Google Play.